Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon, that's for sure. Folks, go to our website, www.theunionedge.com. Sign up for our e-activist newsletter. If you're local, your organization needs some help, we'll get the word out for you. If you're willing to help, we'll get the word to you. It's called Solidarity. We're all in this together, and we're all working real hard to improve our communities, that's for sure. And speaking of the guru of web things all, we've got Katie Dexter of Apple Tree Media Works back with us. Katie, welcome back.
Hey, Charles. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure, Katie. We appreciate you being with us today. And as always, you take care of our website for us. We appreciate that very much. You do a great job. And every time I break it, you fix it for me. Thank you. But Katie, there are people out there that seem to think that the WWW is going to go away. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, you know, I've been reading those articles as well. And that's obviously caused some discussions with our web development team. You know, where's my job going? So we've definitely taken a look at what is going on with the World Wide Web. Is it really going away? And my answer to that is no, but it is definitely evolving. I think the going joke is, yeah, I think there's an app for that. I'm sure you've heard that before. And that seems to be where everybody thinks everything is going, but I don't believe we can just go to apps on their own.
Okay, yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me because, you know, the World Wide Web is the dynamic backbone that people build these wonderful websites on. Republicans complain about the Affordable Care Act about, you know, and everything else. And, you know, even apps, even cell phone apps or, you know, smartphone apps rely on the web to get information back and forth. So, this doesn't make any sense to me at all. I'm not saying that, you know, applications for smartphones aren't going to grow, but the World Wide Web is not going away.
Right, right. And like I said, I keep seeing more articles on this. I mean, there's a couple of things that we're seeing that are true. Obviously, security. You know, we see these big news outlets being taken down. Yes, websites are vulnerable, and they can be hacked. And that's probably something that needs to be looked at. Your app is not as likely to be hacked because it's not necessarily out there on the internet on some random server, so to say. Although the content management systems for those apps have to be accessed via the web. So I do believe they are vulnerable. There's obviously the whole politics of security and all that. We've heard that globally some of these other countries want to make their own World Wide Web, so to say. That causes concern for your global companies. You know, how do you get your website and everything out on multiple country internets? So that's
right.
A concern. You know, one of the arguments I saw was the cost of building a website. This is definitely one of the big pieces that I will argue with. You know, our company offers very affordable website packages for organizations and unions. And honestly, our cost for a website package is much lower than any quote I've seen for a company app out there. So I will argue that one.
Right. And I got to tell you, you know, back in the day, you could, using some of the software that was available for making websites, very easily produce a good quality website for just the cost of the software. It's more intensive. There's more technology. There's more layers of redundant security. And it's a big thing. That is a very big thing that are available to professionals like you and others that make websites for a living as opposed to the amateur. But, you know, it's kind of funny to me, the very people that are saying that websites are going to go away because they're so expensive, it's still cheaper to make a website than it is an app.
Absolutely. Yep, I completely agree with that.
So, I agree with you on that one, that's for sure. And trust me, we've got a website, we've got an app. I know.
Absolutely. And they work well with each other. Mm-hmm. A well-built website will interact quite well with an app, but apps don't feed out to websites. So they're both important.
They are. They are. And you know, and it's funny because the numbers of people listening to us via their phones in the app is growing, and it's growing in a very rapid manner, and we're very happy about that. So each has its use, each has its place, each has its usefulness as a communications device, and they're redundant, so they back each other up, and that's a wonderful thing. I think what's going to have to happen is smartphones have to get smarter, or at least operators like me.
Yeah, and the other thing we've got to watch is obviously net neutrality. That is the one argument I do agree with that could hurt websites. You know, if this net neutrality goes through and suddenly you can't get your website to come out because you didn't pay to be in the fast lane, that I see as a valid argument. And obviously, as a community and as voters, we need to be aware of that.
Absolutely. And net neutrality was the largest comment or had got the largest volume of comments of anything that the FCC has ever done. It was just huge. A lot of people know and understand that net neutrality is important, and a lot of people have to express to their elected officials that it's important to them too. So anything else we should be talking about, Katie?
Well, you know, again, with the whole app thing, how many apps do you really want on your phone? I've got 4 pages of them, and I can never find something, so I just open my browser and go find what I'm looking for. So they have their place, obviously, for your favorites. We've got a lot of unions that are using an app for their specific union, and that is wonderful. But that's the union that you belong to. It's one that you're used to going to, just like your radio show. I know when I want to listen to your podcast, same as yesterday, I can open your app, and it's right there. Of course, it's also on your homepage, so I can find it in either place, which is wonderful.
Right, and that's a great and wonderful thing about you telling us that we need to have redundancy on this, because if the phone app's down, you can listen to it on the website. If the website's down, not that ever our website goes down, because you take care of it, but you know, if zombies start walking across the parking lot, you can listen to it on your phone.
That's right.
Absolutely. So, let's see, Katie, we're kind of coming to the end of it. How do we find out more about AppleTree MediaWorks?
You can visit our website, appletreemediaworks.com. Of course, our logo's at the bottom of the unionedge.com as well. Real easy to get to that. Send us a contact form, and we'd be happy to get back a hold of you.
Absolutely, and we appreciate that very much, Katie. It's always a pleasure. And I got to get going. In the meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.